Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight live around the world. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, the great, great advocate who we wish was here. We miss him. How many people out there in the world, so-called normal, go to work? Now you may have to work from home with all this stuff going on, but still you got your job. You go to work. Your company gives you everything you need to work at home. They need you. They want you. They want to keep the thing going. And everything is cool. You know, you got to protect yourself against this stupid virus and all that. You learn how to do it and all that. And then, God forbid, all of a sudden, you become disabled. Your whole life is turned upside down. Okay? Let's take the worst type of scenario. You have to be in a wheelchair and you're blind. Main things, you know. Let's say your brain is intact. Thank God, you know. So now, you're in a whole nother world. You may not even be able to stay in your living place because you may not be able to get in with the wheelchair. You may not be able to function in the place with your the way it's set up with your rooms and everything. You may not even be able to get into your bathtub. You know? So there's one thing. You probably can't afford to pay the rent if you lose your job. You know, and most likely you will. So now you got to move because you can't afford the rent. You got to move to a different place. And you need a place where you can get into. They call it accessible. You know? And personal stuff. You may lose your family, part of your family, your girlfriend, your wife. A lot of people don't want to be with people who are disabled. So your whole life is turned upside down. You won't be able to drive anymore because now you can't see. Right? Your whole life is turned upside down from where it was before. Now, so you go and you try to get help. And then you find a whole dilemma there. You know, agencies that have all this money that's supposed to help a person who becomes, and you find that it's a whole different process. Oh, we can't just give you the equipment and help you get your job and a place and all that. We have to evaluate you. We have to rehabilitate you. You know? And that's a whole damn process. You know, and if you're lucky, it won't take years. But most people are not lucky. You know, and now, especially now with this stupid virus, forget it. They've got the excuse now of the virus. You know, even though the money is still there, so now it's going to be compounded. It's worse because of this stupid so-called virus that they keep talking about. So now you have this situation, you know, and most people can't handle it. So now you're under mental stress. You got to go to a psychiatrist. You know, a lot of people would turn that way. And next thing you know, they're putting you on tranquilizers to calm you down because of the trauma that made you disabled and the things that you're going through to try and recoup your life. So there you have that situation. All right. And when we come back, I'll tell you what the solution is to all this. Stay within a sight. Around the world, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, Little Bear. On the inner sight, my dog saved my life today. Oh, what a horror. Big highway on the corner here where I live. You can't read the light. I tried to figure it out and thought I had it. As soon as I got out into the crosswalk, the cars started moving. I tell you, man, these people ought to be friggin' arrested who allowed this to happen. They ought to be arrested and fined. Anyway, Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. My dog, of course, saved my life. Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her for all her help and caring and loving and being there for us. All right, around the world, Anthony Kennedy Realty. My buddy Anthony Kennedy. And buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good advice. Give Mr. K a call. 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight Podcast. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number here at the Inner Sight place is 631-224-3090. All right. And around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ali, and all the others that we urge you to take care of and watch over and protect. And go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, and that's what we remind you to do. Go an extra mile for a child. All right, around the world, TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com. Some of our friends we remember. And if you need dog food or cat food and you can't, you know, afford to buy it, especially these days, call Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085 on Gary's number. He operates on donations. If you need veterinarian care, talk to him about that. I think he's working with a new vet now. So check it out. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. If you need the number, just call the Inner Sight line and we'll get back to you. All right. Around the world. Okay, that Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Around the world, Inner Sight. And we'll try to get some phone calls in.
Yes, but you will.
Yeah, but tonight, talking about how when you become disabled, and I hate to say it, but a lot of people will become disabled.
Yes, they will.
And how your life is turned upside down. So we gave the scenario. We gave the scenario, and you know, you're so-called normal, and all of a sudden you're disabled. And the scenario we gave was you become blind, and now you're in a wheelchair. So now your whole life is turned upside down, and you try to get help, and now you realize, you know, it's the trauma of being disabled is not enough. Now you're having to fight and argue with these agencies who have your money, your money that's supposed to be there to help you. See? But now they're going to help you in the way they believe you should be
helped.
That's
right.
And most people are going to go to them and say, hey, look, you know, my brain is normal. I'm functioning. I lost my job. What I need is renovate my house so I can function in it and give me the equipment for my job. You know, that's what most people would say.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But they're not going to do that. See, because if they do that, they won't get money from the government. They have to follow a certain pattern, a stupid-ass pattern, you know? And it could go on for years and years and years.
Try seven.
Whatever, you know, and you know.
Going on.
If you're lucky, all right, if you're lucky, maybe some friends get together and give you a fundraiser and they renovate the house and get you the equipment, and you don't have to deal with the system.
That'd be nice.
That's beautiful.
That is.
You know? But that doesn't happen like that very often.
No, it doesn't.
And we also mentioned on top of that, you may lose your spouse, your girlfriend, your family may desert you. They don't want to be
That's
with
right.
somebody who's disabled now.
That's the truth.
So the solution is simple. You know? The person who gets into this situation should be able to pick up the phone, call the agencies, the appropriate agencies. They come over, evaluate, take a look, see what you need, and do it.
That's
and,
right.
And better than and do it. Put the money in an account in your name so you can do it.
That's right.
Here's your money. You know? Now you don't have to move.
Yeah.
You know, and they should also include the money for your housing because now you're disabled.
That's right.
That would be the best way. And without being... Without being penalized,
That's
you know,
true.
You get you'll get your disability check, and that could be adjusted. But that
right.
shouldn't have nothing to do with the with the funds that are supposed to be there to help you. You see, the money is there to help you.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not at your disposal.
It's there in plenty, but it's not at your disposal. It
That's
really is.
Why you got all this trouble.
That's right.
And that's why a lot of people have lost their jobs and they're going to lose their jobs and they're not going to be taxpayers anymore.
Or
a
lot
job,
of them lose hope and some of them who don't get in touch with advocates like ourselves, they hurt themselves. They really do and don't make it because it's so
well, that's part of
trying
it
on them. Yeah, it's so trying
now
on
you're...
them. Yeah.
Now you're mentally stressed because of the whole thing.
Right, right.
You go to a psychiatrist, most people would. They give you these medicines that make you worse to the point where you want to commit suicide. See, all this takes place because the system is not there for you.
Right.
You know. Now, being disabled is hard, all right? But I submit that if the system were there for people, it wouldn't be half as hard.
That's right.
That's what I believe. And I believe most people would agree with that. Not all. You're never gonna get a solution for all. You know, but you can get for most. All right, Intersight, around the world, by the way, if you want to call in and if you feel your life has been turned upside down because you're disabled, we'd like to hear how.
Yeah, right.
You know. 213-816-1650 on the phone number. And you know, do the agencies care that somebody has become disabled?
No.
See, they don't care about the person. They only care about the dollar sign that's going to bring
them. That's right.
You know what it is? They like when you're disabled, but they hate you.
At the same time.
Now,
yeah.
Think about that combination.
Yeah.
That is a horrible, horrible combination. A lot of people in the world think like that.
I know.
That's why you got hatred.
Yeah.
They like that the person, you take maybe a black person, well, it could be a white person too. They like that the person is black, but they hate them.
Yeah, because they like getting the money off of them. Truthfully.
You know, they hate them, and that's why they perpetrate violence against them.
Yeah.
They really hate themselves.
That's the truth.
So that's how the agencies look upon people. And, I mean, you know, if you need proof, there's plenty of that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Take for instance, the service dog school. Why would they deny somebody a guide dog, a service dog, without a law to protect them?
Mm-hmm.
Why
would they not even deny? Why would they even tell them that there isn't a program and then tell them, and then the next week later, you know, there be, you know, a totally, you know, different policy and ask them for money? That don't make
sense.
Well,
that's what I just said. They hate.
Yeah.
Because they're haters. That's why you need a law.
Yeah.
To protect people from that hatred.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
We don't have a law to protect us from hatred like that, from these agencies.
No. I wish we did.
People will argue and they don't like it, most people have the police to protect them from hatred.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't have that when we're denied services from these agencies. Who protects us?
The only thing we have that for, and I'm going to say, is if we're physically beaten. Okay? I'd say that. The only thing that we have that for. But anything else? Nah.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what we need so our lives are not turned upside down. Sure, you call the police.
Right. Yeah.
That's a different thing.
But in certain cases, I don't know sometimes, if we're physically beaten and we can't talk about it, how much is that left, you know, unreported? You know what I'm saying? In certain circumstances.
Well,
so, yes and no. Yeah, exactly.
Who
so
knows?
That's a yes and no if you're not communicative, you know?
You know.
Yeah.
Another big example of how hatred is these nursing homes.
Oh, God.
We saw that recently.
I know.
Why did the governor act the way he did? I believe he hates the disabled.
I believe even further, not only that he hates the disabled, it's, now don't think I'm crazy. I think he just doesn't want, there's no other explanation. It's more of like a genocide. That's the only other thing I can think of.
Well, that's part of hatred.
Yeah. Pure genocide. You know,
you hate somebody, you want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know?
It's beyond hatred in my eyes. Hatred's just
so,
hate. Genocide is a step worse. I mean, I can't think of any other reason why you would put COVID-positive people in nursing homes and the world... The world, I'm not even talking about, the world has determined that people in nursing homes and who are elderly and disabled are the most vulnerable. The elderly.
Well, here's another agency that you can throw in there too. Why didn't the Adult Protective Services step in and do something to protect these people?
Don't let me talk about Adult Protective Services.
They're haters
anybody,
too.
Anybody could say, oh, I think this person has a problem. And the person who's, you know, reporting it is protected. Not the person who's experiencing it, too. You know? So they're protected while you are being reported. You know, it's so funny. They could intrude on your house, you know, without any warning twice. Meanwhile, it's so too funny. This whole thing is just so funny. You turn life.
Well, I don't know about that.
Down.
They have to. You don't have to let anybody in your house.
Yes,
they
you
have
do.
To have a warrant.
Yeah. Not if they're the Adult Protective Services. They don't need a warrant.
No, I don't think. I don't think you have to let them in.
No, if they suspect.
We could.
I'd like to check on that, really. Because that'd be interesting. Then I would say you need a warrant. But I think they supersede.
I mean, I think
the
only time you have to let them in if they believe that a child's life is in danger.
Well, that's what they say with an adult, too.
Yeah.
If they believe a protected adult is in danger, we're protected.
Well, an adult is different than a child.
No,
an adult can
we're
say,
in a
hey, no.
Category.
You know, I don't want you to come in here. Get a warrant.
No, they consider the disabled a protected, which is so it's a big oxymoron right there. They consider the disabled a protected community. Well, if they consider us a protected community, why aren't they helping us further?
Well, that's a bunch of bull. They don't consider us.
Yeah. No, but that's the truth.
Community.
Why aren't they helping us in more ways?
That's a bunch of bull. That's just a terminology. Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yes, that's right. You
all right,
in
a second. Well, let's take a phone call if we
have
any.
I have one thing to mention about this. When I first became disabled, okay, I was 20. I was young, right? And I just sat there. Was in a shopping center with my mom. They took me out of rehabilitation just to get some clothing so I could, you know, be in the rehabilitation and, you know, wear comfortable clothing. So my mom took me to the store with her, and we were having a good time until. And all of a sudden I said, Ma, why are people staring at me? I wasn't comfortable with it. I had no clue that this was going to be my new normal, okay? I said, why are people staring at me, Ma? I had no clue, Frank, really.
Well, you can't stop
me.
People from looking. People are going to look.
No, but I didn't know.
That.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that this was going to be part of my
normal.
No,
they should have explained it to you.
Nobody did. So now I said, I don't like that. I don't like people staring at me. This was like, I didn't know that it was, you know, all I had to do was just explain to people who... And other people who just were being just nosy, I didn't have to explain diddly squat. But kids, I would. You know, that's a different story. You know? But, see, I didn't know that. Somebody should have told me that. Somebody who was disabled already should have told me that. Nobody told me.
Well, you found out.
So I found out, yeah. Had to find out on my own. You know?
Yeah, well, sometimes that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. But it's so weird how you just... You know, when you say your life gets turned upside down, it certainly does. You learn new things and new beginnings. I sat on my parents' couch when I first came home from the hospital, the rehab, and I just sat there, and I was just crying. I didn't know what to do first. Nobody taught me. Nobody
well, that's what happens. Your whole life gets turned upside down.
Yeah. I had no
that's
idea what to do
about.
First. Yeah.
You know?
Finally,
you didn't have
I
somebody
went...
come over and say, we're going to help you. Here's your money for the for your housing. Here's your money.
No.
This is for your vocation. This is for whatever. You know, they don't do that. See, that would make a person feel a hell of a lot better psychologically.
Yeah, and
oh,
everybody
this is not going
to
be so hard. All right, I got to get used to it.
Yeah, everybody.
But they don't do that.
Right, everybody I called kept referring me to everybody else. Seriously.
Yeah.
I called independent living. Oh, this sounds good. Oh.
That's how they operate.
Seriously, did. I called independent living in Nassau County, and what they did is refer me to 1,001 other agencies. And I just was like, you got to be kidding. Independent living, to me, is independent living. For real. You know?
Yeah, but it probably wasn't their turn to take on new people and make money, so they didn't want you.
It is, right.
Who the hell knows?
It was in the 80s, the beginning.
That's
of the
why
80s,
your life is turned upside down. Exactly
right.
What we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When the money is there to help you, that's even worse.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Now they're stealing your money.
That's right.
They're supposed to be there
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
That's my money. What the hell are you doing? What do you mean? I can't do this. I can't do that. Put the damn money in an account.
In denial.
You know,
I was in everything.
And I'll get my own people.
I wish I could have done that then.
Well, that's how it should work.
I know.
That's why in a site, what we want to do protects every damn ass person in this country.
Yeah.
You see? And
needless
people realize
to say, I'm
more
disabled now.
They're going
to
back us
I'm
up.
I'm used to it. You know, I'm used to what to do now and how to help other people pass their, and I don't stop. I continue and I make sure anybody I see who's, you know, having, you know, problem, I make sure I help them, you know.
Well, we'd like to help them in a much bigger way.
Oh, yeah, but I do the best I could, you know.
All right, in a sec, we have any phone, any callers?
Yes, we do.
Who we got?
Hold on, I'm getting to that page.
Anybody I know?
Yes, two people you know, two advocates, as a matter of fact. We have Anthony and we have Maureen.
All right, let's take Anthony's
both
call.
Were
and
in,
we'll get...
Both were in at the same time, but we could get Anthony in first. Okay,
all
here
right.
We go.
Take Anthony's call. In a sight
hey,
live
Anthony.
From Brooklyn.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. Good evening. How's it going?
Hey, Anthony.
Okay.
I wanted to comment on some things. That's okay. I wanted to comment on some things that you said. I think for anybody, you know, if a person doesn't want to be involved in your life because you're disabled or they can't accept you because of anything about you, then, you know, you should move on with your life and forget about them. That's a toxic mm-hmm. relationship, and you don't need them to be part of your life. It's not healthy for you, and it won't do any good for you. Also, Frank, you know, I believe that there are lots of things that people can buy to, you know, live around their disability and make life easier for them and make their, you know, apartments and homes more accessible. And not all of it is expensive. Like, for example, if you need a railing for the bathroom, you can, you know, get that from Medicaid if you had Medicaid managed care. It may not be like the metal, you know, bars that you like, but they have ones that can attach, and it's something at least. You know, life isn't going to be perfect, and like I always say, you can't change the world. And regarding having a job, you know, a job is only a job, and there are some people that have had jobs for years, and they've become used to it, and it's the only job they've ever known, maybe the only skill that they know how to perform. But if, you know, the job closes or, you know, for whatever reason they can't work anymore, then, you know, you have to learn to live with that, and you have to accept the circumstances of your life. And if you, you know, are able to find another job, you find another job, you go on unemployment, you just, you know, deal with life as it comes and roll with the punches. But, you know, like I say, you know, I come on this show as an advocate to help people, to spread good cheer, to make people feel good, to, you know, share some jokes and things like that. But no, you know, one organization or no organization in this country is going to change the world and make everything perfect, regardless of how much we complain about government.
No, we don't
Cuomo
want perfect. We just want to be equal.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I agree with you. But we are equal as people. But there are too many things.
No, we're not.
That
no, I don't agree with that. How are we equal as people?
What? As a human being, we are. I mean,
no,
you know, the
not.
World might not
if
be
we
perfectly
were,
visible
if we were,
us,
everything would be
not.
There for us, like it is for everybody else. No,
I
don't
think
agree
I know what
I think that's the big
about.
Mistake that disabled people have made. If people believe that we're not equal as people. I can't even read the sign down the corner. How's that equal? I'm a people.
That's
the
true.
Other people can read it. How come I can't?
That's
right.
They didn't make
but then,
it.
But then it goes back to the excuse that they gave you as to why they couldn't do it, and let's evaluate that. But, you know, either way, we're not going to get everyone in the world to do what we want. You know what I mean? I don't mean that. No, of course not. That's not what I'm talking about.
No, no, no. Let's go back a little bit. That's the excuse that's been given, and that's not an excuse anymore. We've got to stop. But Suzanne, it's been like that for generations before us. That's not an excuse. Exactly, which makes it worse.
It will be like that till we die.
No,
we already know. We're just trying to make life more livable and, you know, more accommodations the best we can to make life better. But I don't ever
expect.
You got to understand.
I'm going to ask you in your true heart, do you find that acceptable?
It depends what you're asking for. You have to give me some.
All right,
let's go to the home care issue,
the heart of the issue right now for you. Would you find it totally acceptable if somebody?
No, Suzanne, it's not acceptable.
Okay,
but home care is fecal matter. Home care is fecal matter. You have to accept the true reality of what it is. I was bounced from one agency to another because, like I said, the reality of the matter is if you don't have a human being, you can't meet the needs of a person. And now I have another agency involved in trying to find somebody. And basically all they'll do is bounce you around the rest of your life.
Is that acceptable to you?
No, but you can't change the world.
But you got to keep fighting. Wait a minute. You know what they tell you? You've got to accept it, live and die. That's not acceptable to me.
But
that's what advocacy is about.
I'm not saying to die as a result of that, but we will eventually die.
That's true. Anyway,
we all know that that's a part of life, and these agencies don't have the budget, and even if they did, they can't find enough people regardless of how much they try.
They can raise it.
Why don't they raise the money? Because it's against the law for government agencies to raise money.
No, it's not a government agency.
And they don't have.
These are private agencies who've got in 501c3,
right,
and then they get an additional amount.
The agencies that are, you know, contracted through Fidelis are private, and they're not 501c3s. They don't get any tax write-off. The money comes from the, you know, government. You know, people pay privately. The owner has his or her own money, and then they, you know, put the money in an account to pay the aid. But it's just unrealistic.
Well, then they ought to do it through inner sight. We're allowed to raise money.
Well, we can only wish that.
Why don't they do it through us?
Frank, it's just unrealistic to expect that, you know, these agencies have the facilities to hire these many people, you know, to have places to train them, to have everyone that's going to be sent to someone is going to take care of them. Everyone that's going to be sent to someone is going to be reliable, is going to show up, is going to be.
You could find your own people if you had the money.
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, we're never going to have that, Frank. We never have. The government's
don't
care what we think.
You know
what?
If you've gotten to a point that we're working on stuff with some government officials, and they might be able to take on our idea. So we'll come closer.
Yes, and they make us feel good. But it's promises that have never come to fruition before them and have never been and never will be. You know,
if we work hard enough, we might be able to get that. And I'm going to die trying. I really am.
I'll continue to advocate, but overall, I don't expect the system to change.
They told me because I'm blind, I couldn't train a guide dog on my own. I kicked their ass. I've been doing it for 30 years.
That's something totally different.
So look how
and
wrong
that's wonderful
they are.
That you did.
Yeah.
But people, I firmly believe that people will be neglected in home care regardless of how much
you try.
Suzanne, please listen to this. When you need to be taken care of, okay, you need to be taken care of on a chronic and consistent basis.
I know that.
Because, listen to this. Originally, if you're not disabled, you were able to take care of yourself after you were a baby. so your parents
turned your life upside
you know,
down, just like the show.
No, well,
can I say
that's
I
a shame.
Do you think I wasn't neglected at one given point? No, I had AIDS
as
that
a
neglected
child,
me.
No, I'm not saying that you didn't, but what I'm saying is that as we live as a human being, we know that everyone needs to drink, everyone needs to get dressed, everyone needs a shower, everyone needs, you know, to eat. So everything is on a constant basis. So regardless of how many hours you give somebody, you just try to make it appealing and you try to appease the caregiver. Oh, we have this, so they'll take the case. But it's not something that can, you know, constantly be depend upon. The only thing you can depend upon is having somebody who loves you, like a family member or a dear friend or someone like that, because these home care agencies cannot provide that kind of care regardless of how much they try. They're not, some of these coordinators are not going to hold up the end of the bargain. The aides are not going to. It's going to fail regardless, and it's going to fall flat on its face. People are going to get tired of it. People are not going to want to do it anymore. People are going to get burned out because people require too much out of people, and they're incompassionate, and they you know, they expect people to come just to sweep one bedroom and sit there and do absolutely nothing, even, you know, just clean and clean and clean and, you know, and maybe make the bed and whatever, and just be there because they don't want to be bothered with having to change the person's socks. So therefore, the caregivers say, you know, the hell with it. If this is really what this is all about, I don't care, because they don't really need me that bad, and they just want, you know, someone to clean, or they want hours for themselves, but they want to act like they don't need it, and they want to piggyback off the person's care and say, oh, you know, I don't need care, because they don't want to be, you know, criticized and downgraded and put down and ostracized. But they're the ones that need, you know, their medication to be gotten from a pharmacy, and they're the ones that need food.
Oh,
like
everybody's
the same person
an individual,
and everything else.
You know?
Yeah,
that.
It's an individual, Frank. But I, like I said, I think people put too much faith in these home care agencies. They can only provide minimal care.
Oh, yeah, you're right
these
about
aides
that.
Of course you're right about
lives.
That.
Yes, these aides have
I
lives
have
themselves.
I don't have faith in the home care agency. I'm the one who's on CDPS and make my own home care rules.
That's why the damn money should be in the hands of the person.
Not everybody has someone like that. They don't care to give us the money, Frank. We've been talking about this for years. They know that if we had the money, we would do better. They don't want to give us the money because they want to control it, because they don't care how we live. Every government program that
you're
we
right
have
about that too.
Is designed
right
is designed
yeah,
only for
will,
us to keep our head
our
above
yeah.
water. Yeah, but people are, you know, barely making it, or starving, or whatever, going to food pantries, or doing whatever they've had to do for years
minimum.
To survive.
That's the best part. Paying our aides minimum. Now they're playing a game with my aides. This is the best part. They're telling her that she has to punch in, right? That's not a big deal,
mm-hmm.
right? So she punches in, right? Then they tell her,
mm-hmm.
no, we want the timesheet also. Why? She's already punching in, and it's
that,
already
no,
on the clock.
That's for the purpose of the insurance, because sometimes when the aides punch in, it doesn't always register on the computer. So that's to have backup.
They
for
should
proof.
Explain it to. They should explain
I'll
it.
I bet they're
to
making
you.
Money on that.
Yeah,
well,
they're making money
don't.
On both.
they only get paid once, whether you sign a timesheet or whether you clock in and out. You know, it's not. You're not getting paid double. It's no kind
they
of surgery.
Explain
they
that
want
to the aide. They said you're not getting paid. It'll take weeks for you to get paid. Weeks. She hasn't been
right.
paid 3 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, they,
I don't want to.
I don't know
me.
Why they short. Mm.
I want to yeah. give Maureen a chance to call in.
Okay,
to be heard.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Thank
no,
no, no.
Thank
you. We always
thank
appreciate
you for your input. Always your input.
Take care.
It's great.
Your comments.
Take care.
You're
welcome.
You helped me bring
yeah.
out a good point here tonight.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Be well.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
In a sight. 213-816-1650 around the world. Television, by the way, tonight. The show is on now, 8:30, Channel 20, rerun. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. You want to check at 11 o'clock tonight? You already heard the news, so Turn on InnerSight. All right, around the world, InnerSight. We still have Maureen on the line?
Yes, she is. She's waiting.
All right, let's take Maureen's call.
Okay.
From Queens, New York.
Yep, here she comes.
Hello.
Maureen.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. I put it off the speaker, but it still sounds a little loud to me, so I was hoping it worked okay.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Yeah.
It does sound
a
little echoey, but that's about it.
Oh, well, I'm in the office. Maybe
it's
I should go. I was in the bathroom away from the fan, so maybe, is that better?
I don't know.
Is that any better?
No. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm disabled too, and of course, when my mom became disabled, I lost everything as well as she did.
Right.
You know, because I didn't work, so I don't have the income that I could have had, you know, so I just get the piddly little amount I do. And, you know, it's not been easy every, you know, year since that happened. And, you know, it's just I went for job after job after job interviews, lugged a heavy reading machine around. I go to one place that just one break sent me to. And I get there, oh, we're sorry, we needed somebody who was deaf because it was for proofreader. So, okay. Then I went for another job interview at the World Trade Center, right where the floors were hit by the planes. That's where I would have been working, so thank God I didn't get that one. But,
right.
You know, it's been I had my mom all along who read to me and, you know, anything I needed, she helped me with. And then when this happened, you know, I lost that, you know.
Yeah.
And like I say,
so
Lord,
do you feel, Maureen, let me ask
home.
You, I want to ask you a question. Yeah. The Tonight Show, do you feel that being disabled has turned your life upside down?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I say, when I was with her, it was okay because I had her. But, you know, I had to learn to cope and do different things. Sometimes it's not easy, that's for certain.
It's one thing to learn to cope and all that, you know. People can adjust, you know. But it's another thing to know that the resources are there and they're not put in your hand. So, you know, they're supposed to be there for you.
Right.
And they're not given to you to help
right.
you, not
right.
not to go out and go on sprees and all that, but to help you get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
that's
right.
the
and
thing
I,
that bothers
I didn't
me.
Right,
and I mean,
me too.
When you see the waste that goes on, and then we can't have more funding to help us for things that we desperately need. You know,
like I
said to somebody today, I'm not a person that would. If I got the money, I'd go out, you know, go on a trip somewhere or go partying every night or something. I need it for would be worthwhile. And right now it's trying to get a place for my mom and me. That's the utmost important thing here.
Right. Me too.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've had to move twice since, you know, it was hard because we used to rent an entire house in Middle Village. We had the backyard and a porch and a patio. We had our plants and everything. And I've moved twice, and now I live in a little tiny, you know, mouse hole. So, you know,
if you had the money for your housing, you wouldn't
have
lost that house.
Right.
If what? I'm sorry, Frank?
If you had the money for your housing in an account for the year, you wouldn't have lost that house.
Right.
That's what I mean, because when we had the money together, my mom and me, it was fine, but the landlord was willing to let me stay there in the house, but I couldn't afford it on the... At that time, I was getting even less disability than I'm getting now because it's been raised a few times since. But,
yeah, that's why
you know,
the agency should raise the money for the housing.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, they have plenty of money.
And they can make money.
These agencies. Yeah, these agencies have plenty of money, but it goes to waste like everything else does, you know. And we suffer for it. You know, it's really a shame. It really, truly is. When you see the waste that goes on and when it could go to people that desperately
need
money.
Oh, yeah, you hear it
money.
On the news every day that they waste all this money and
mm-hmm.
and people can't get help.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's just very,
they can't
very
decide,
sad,
the Republicans and the Democrats, according to the CNBC, can't decide how much money to put into the stimulus for the virus. I mean, how stupid is that, you know? So you put in what you're going to put in, give it
right
to the people who need it, and later on you go and argue about it.
Right.
In the meantime,
that's how you
I mean,
do
people
it.
Need,
right.
People need that money, you know? It's
that's right.
People need that money right now. I mean,
we
it's not our fault
right
the
now.
Pandemic came along, you know? Nobody
the
had
Democrats said they want to give more than $1,200. Fine, give the $1,200, and then next month, you know, work on the more.
Right.
Yeah.
But I believe they're full of crap. They don't want to give anything, and they're using it as an excuse.
Right.
That's what I believe.
Because I think he was willing to give it a few weeks ago, and they stopped it for the payroll thing. Unemployment day, you know? So I think, you know, everything they do, I think, is to make Trump look bad, really.
Yeah.
I really do see
yeah.
that happening. Oh, and did you see Nancy Pelosi went today to get her hair done?
Oh, God, please don't let me get started.
In a salon that was shuttered. So she went in, and no mask. Now, I got my hair done about 3 weeks ago. I wore a mask, and the hairdresser wore a mask. Well,
isn't
the hairdresser
so hard
was
to
wearing
wear a mask? For God's sake.
I'm sorry? Oh.
So is it so hard to wear a mask, for God's sake?
I know. Well, they're the ones that are always mandating to wear the mask, you know?
Right.
So now she's complaining that the hair salon set her up. Because they put out a video of her. Not wearing it at all. So she wants an apology from the hair salon because they set her up.
Yeah, right. Why would they do that?
Well, this is in
they're
the
Pelosi
world.
Stupid. Oh, excuse me. Did I say that?
What's the motive? Why would they set her up?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's her way of thinking because she has no excuse because nobody else can go to that hair salon. I mean, it was a special thing. And like somebody called up and said, she didn't have any roots showing, so obviously she's been to the salon since the pandemic already.
Right.
You know?
She probably
right.
didn't like
well,
the way
just,
they did her hair, and she's mad at them.
No, she got caught. That's the thing. She never thought she'd get caught.
But, you know, instead of arguing
but,
about stuff like that, do something to help the American people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's
so
it,
stupid
you know?
And ridiculous.
That's the thing. You know, they have two
I don't
sets
like
of
Pelosi.
Rules.
I really don't. The way she acts and everything, all of it.
Oh, I know.
About her.
I know.
I just don't like.
I think they're holding off I think they're holding off on the stimulus because they're trying to make President Trump look bad.
That's it. You know, that's it. Because they want, see, that's why somebody said, how come the, you know, Democratic cities are still like New York City, not opened or anything? Because they want him to look bad, like he's not giving any money to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing's about, you know?
Right.
They want, we were in a hole anyway. The state was in, you know, financial before this pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
We're always, you know. We're
always
in
a hole anyway.
What would you say? I'm sorry.
In a bind.
And
why doesn't
the lovely governor do something for the people in New York State in a stimulus? He hasn't done a damn thing. Why doesn't he do something?
But he should testify in front of Congress at least.
Well,
how good is that?
We'll do something.
You ought to get some money together and send it to people in New York.
Yeah.
Start with the
yeah.
disabled and the people and the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
too much.
Why
for
isn't
him?
He doing something about it?
That's too
he
much.
Hasn't done
for
one
him.
Damn thing.
That's too much for him, Frank. Did I say that?
He doesn't give a damn.
That's basically
no.
right.
Well, Trump
but
at least has extended
that.
Exactly.
You know that. You know that, Frank. It's too much for him. He's too good for it.
Trump at least has extended the, you know, so that people can't be evicted. He's extended that till the pandemic ends. What did Cuomo do?
CDC, I think. CDC, I think, did that.
They said Trump.
Well, Cuomo did.
But anyway, what it?
Trump put the emergency law through. There's a law that they don't use very often on that.
That was
it goes
CDC, yeah.
Through the CBC.
Yeah. CDC, yeah.
Oh, it goes through them?
Through.
But what
yeah.
did Cuomo do? He extended it a month. Well, what the hell was a month going to do?
He hasn't done a damn thing. He put people's lives in danger. That's all he did.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
he extended it.
I hate to say it. One day I saw this just terrible crooked smile on his face. I really did. And it just, like, I was able to catch a glimpse of it off the TV. And I was like, oh, my God, that's south. That's totally south. You know how you see, like, I don't know if anybody's seen, like, a crooked smile on somebody's face. Well, this guy definitely had a crooked smile, like an alternative motive. I don't know.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, it was very sad. Yeah.
Well, anyone
definitely.
Who would do what he did, and he knowingly put people in with a deadly virus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that he should be hung for that, truly. He should
their
be
lives
made
were turned upside down, and he made them worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he should be put in jail, and his Dr. Zucker, too. He's another one that, you know.
Well, we may have the possibility of an investigation out here in Suffolk County.
Oh, great.
I made a phone call today, and the district attorney is being contacted by one of our friends. I don't want to talk too much about it yet, but we have the possibility of an investigation as to why the governor brought those people in knowing that they had the virus. If that's the case, he may be in trouble.
Oh,
yeah, well, there was something
awesome.
On about it.
He'll have to explain himself.
Those other blue states that he got to go along with his dirty deal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
In
a sight. Excuse me. What's tomorrow's show? We don't have a. We have a show for tomorrow.
No, we were supposed to have a title, but I couldn't get in touch with that woman.
No,
it's because of me, not her.
All right. So we'll.
I haven't been feeling well.
So we'll come up with a title for tomorrow, but. In a sight. Around the world and talking tonight about how when you become disabled, your whole life is turned upside down. I mean, it happens to millions of people, and unfortunately, it's going to happen to millions more before it's all over. And we believe that people should be protected from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that that can happen is to change this, the way things are done in this system, and get the funding into the hands of the people who need it in a debit card system, similar to what they do with the food stamps and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So there's the solution.
Yes.
You see, inner sight doesn't just tell you these problems and leave it at that and say go and solve it. We have the solution. We believe it's the solution, you know. Now, how can you go wrong with this solution if the agencies are going to raise money, help the people, cut the cost from the government, you know? You can't go wrong with that. Even if it doesn't work on a large scale at first, you still can't go wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
People have a right to live their lives. People's lives should not be turned upside down because they become disabled. It's hard enough to adjust to that.
That's right.
But the government and the agencies make it worse when the provisions are not there to help you get through it.
That's true.
Very
and I don't mean on their terms. I mean on our terms.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else, Maureen? How's your mom?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get to see her tomorrow, so I don't know what that was all about yesterday. I have no idea.
Oh, good.
Thank God she's able to see her. I haven't been able to see my mom yet.
Yeah, I know.
Really
see
her.
This is why you can't believe any of this stuff. they're putting out there on this virus. One day it's one thing, the next day it's all right.
I called today to make sure it was still on for tomorrow, which it is. It would have been nice had I had been called to be told.
That's right.
But anyway, I called and her social worker said, oh, yeah, they had a little emergency yesterday, so I don't know
what the heck's that about.
I'll never find out the true story, I'm sure, but as long as I can see her again.
Yeah, you'll
that's
never
good.
Know.
No.
Yeah.
No. Because I was thinking, well, what's a possible COVID case? Either you have it or you, I don't know. So
yeah,
as long as I can.
They don't know. That's what it is.
No, they
that's
have no clue.
They don't know.
No.
That's why everybody should have a good immune system. That's why they should concentrate on that. And they're not. This guy got on the news. What's Fauci? This doctor guy.
Fauci, yeah.
He said it's not acceptable that 40,000, according to him, which I don't believe, 40,000 people a day, new cases are coming down with the virus, and he said. It should be under 10,000. So what the hell? That means people can still die, but give me a different number. What the hell kind
well,
of crap is that?
You can't trust the numbers either, because some days it's going down, other days it's going up.
But he didn't add to that. I know how to fix it or stop it or we got to do something else or I'm.
Well, he's the one working on the vaccine, believe it or not.
No.
Yeah, and he's the one that when
that's
he threw out the pitch at the base, he's the one too that when he threw out the pitch at the baseball game and then he got back into the stands with other people because they had a few people there that day, people I guess he knew, took off his mask. So they don't wear the mask, him or Pelosi.
There's all kinds of contradictions.
You know, what everybody else has to, you know.
Why the hell did he take off his mask? Was he sitting with family members?
Well, one was his wife. I don't know who the others were. I hear this, you know, on the radio because I don't see any of them because I don't have the TV up or anything. But, you know, so somebody called in before about that when they were talking about the Pelosi mask issue.
It gets so annoying, all this.
Well, if Pelosi becomes president, we're all going to become exterminators.
Well, if she does, I'm moving somewhere. I don't know
Pierucci.
Where.
she will get it if there's nobody determined by whatever day, December 14th, I think. If there's no clear
is that
winner.
What said?
By she gets to become.
Oh, no.
But she doesn't get to stay because as soon as they declare a winner of the other two, she's out, so. So there's bad news and bad news and bad news. Who knows?
That's worse news. The worst news.
Yeah, well, you won't be
president
forever.
I would never want her to be. Ever. I think she's so inefficient.
It wouldn't be, it's only temporary till they get a winner in the other, really election.
We got to get out of here, Maureen. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maureen.
For calling in. Okay. We appreciate it and...
Okay, bad news at the end, man. Oh my, that's right. I'm glad you're right. She's the speaker of the house in the majority. Yikes! Inner sight around the world.
I want to thank all
our
listeners. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host and engineer, and we'll be with you tomorrow night. Subject to be announced. And Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number. So, be safe out there. Be careful.
Yeah.
It's easier to get hit by a car than it is to get the virus. Remember that. Don't let your car, your guard down out there. And don't be intimidated.
No.
Take the oil of oregano. Build your immune system. Apple cider vinegar. Vitamin C. Get the sun.
Vitamin
C. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.